The federal government has delivered its highly anticipated response to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. Today, the Prime Minister announced he'd accept 104 of the 122 recommendations that related to the federal government. Malcolm Turnbull will also deliver a national apology to the victims of child sexual abuse in October.
The apology will coincide with National Children's Week, a date chosen to bring together our acknowledgement of the past and our commitment to the future well-being and safety of children in Australia.
Dan Tehan is the Minister for Social Services. Welcome to RN Drive.
Pleasure, Patricia. How are you?
Well, Malcolm Turnbull says the government hasn't rejected any of the Royal Commission's recommendations, but the Royal Commission recommended victims' compensation be capped at $200,000. You've capped it at $150,000, so it's not accurate that you haven't rejected it because you didn't accept that recommendation.
Well, we accepted it in part, is the way that it's usually put. So we accepted it in part. What we ended up doing in consultation with state and territory governments in putting the national redress scheme together, we have to remember that it's an opt-in scheme, it's a voluntary scheme. The Commonwealth wasn't in a position to compel anyone to join, so we had to have discussions and consultations with state and territory governments. It was decided to have a $150,000 cap, but importantly, it also to have an average payment which was roughly $11,000 more than that recommended by the Royal Commission. So that will be at about $76,000, whereas the Royal Commission set an average payment of $65,000. So obviously we've had to go through and see what would work when it comes to a national redress scheme. So this recommendation was agreed. That's why we've got a national redress scheme, but in terms of the highest payment of $200,000, that was agreed in part, and we went with $150,000, but a higher average payment.
The opposition says it's disappointed the cap is lower than the recommendation and that the redress scheme will start a year later than the commission recommended. Is there any scope for negotiation here?
Well, there has been a lot of negotiations. As you would be aware, Patricia, the Royal Commission began its inquiry nearly 7 or 8 years ago, actually almost a decade ago. So, and the report has been out. There has been a lot of negotiations, including with state and territory governments, and these are Labor and Coalition governments, and we've come up with what we think is the best scheme that we can put in place come 1 July. Now, this has meant negotiating with, for instance, the Western Australia Labor government. It has meant negotiating with the South Australian government, which was a Labor government and is now a coalition government. But can I say, all state and territory governments that I've negotiated with have done so in very good faith and have moved very quickly to ensure that we can get the redress scheme up and running by 1 July.
One of the key recommendations is the establishment of a National Child Safety Office within your department. What will its brief be, and how will it work with other agencies?
So the idea of the office is to work with state and territories to progress a national framework for child safety and a national strategy to prevent child sex abuse. This will include undertaking things like a national prevalence study where we can look at where abuse is occurring, the type of abuse that is occurring, and then look at ways in which that abuse is being prevented, and to work with state and territory governments to make sure that the best practice that is working can be rolled out across state and territory jurisdictions.
The Prime Minister will deliver a national apology to victims in October, and the opposition leader Bill Shorten says Julia Gillard, the former Prime Minister, should be invited to play a role in the apology given she launched and started the Royal Commission. Should she?
Well, look, that's the first time that I've heard the Leader of the Opposition suggest that. It is true that Julia Gillard played a fundamental role because she was the one who put the Royal Commission in place, and that is something that I have acknowledged on publicly and also in the Parliament. My suggestion to the Leader of the Opposition is, I'm sure if he wrote to the Prime Minister or sought to meet with the Prime Minister to put forward this proposal, I'm sure that this is something that would be looked at. What the Prime Minister has taken upon himself is to make sure that when it comes to the national apology, that he's been sitting down with survivors and with survivor groups to make sure that the national apology is fit for purpose, because ultimately it is the survivors that the national apology is for. They are the ones that came forward. They had the courage and the bravery to once again tell their stories in the hope of being heard. The thing about the Royal Commission that is so important to them, and once again full marks for Julia Gillard for putting it in place, is that they were heard, they were believed, and now we are at the stage where we can offer them a national apology. And it was only due to their courage that they came forward that we are where we're at. So they will continue to be the focus for the national apology, but I'm sure if the Leader of the Opposition has any suggestions or ideas in this way, if he brings them forward either by writing the PM or seeking to meet with him, I'm sure it'll be listened to, because this whole thing has been put above politics, as it rightfully should. This is about the survivors, and we want to make sure that to the best of our abilities, and we can never make up for the heinous crimes and sins that were committed against these people. But we want to make sure that we can do everything we can to the best of our ability to ensure that they get the apology and the redress that they deserve.
So when it comes to the apology, you said Bill Shorten should write to the Prime Minister and seek to meet him about the role of Julia Gillard. But is it your personal instinct that it would be a good decision to involve her in this apology?
Well, like I've said, I've publicly praised her for putting the Royal Commission in place, both in the Parliament and publicly when I've done media. I don't want to speak for the Prime Minister and the consultations that he's had with survivors. I think the most important thing is that we get this right for
survivors.
So if survivors
would like her to be involved,
well,
would that be...?
Well, let's. What I would suggest is, as I've said, I think in good faith the Leader of the Opposition should either write to the PM or seek to meet with him. We've got the Parliament meeting again in Canberra next week. Seek to meet with him and sit down and put forward any suggestions that he might have. And then I'm sure that the Prime Minister would be happy to hear those. He'd be happy to talk to survivors to see what roles they want, federal parliamentarians to play, whether they would like the former Prime Minister there. As I've said, this is an issue which is beyond politics. I know that's the firm view of the Prime Minister as well, and all of us just want to make sure that to the best of our abilities, this is about the survivors.
If you're just tuning in, the Social Services Minister, Dan Tehan, is my guest, and our number is 0418 226 576. That's a number that you can text us on, and I'd love to know what you make of today's response to the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse and the recommendations that have been adopted. We know that the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church and a number of big charities like the Salvation Army have signed on to the National Redress Scheme. Which organisations haven't, that in your view should?
Well, at the moment, we estimate that we've got coverage of about 93% of survivors through both all the state and territories now coming on board. The firm commitment, which the Prime Minister announced from Western Australia, which was the final state to come on board today, and with the other non-government institutions, around 93%. Now, my aim and the way I've conducted myself since I took over this portfolio in December has been to work both with state and territory governments and with non-government institutions in a very cooperative and collaborative way in encouraging them to join the National Redress Scheme. I don't want to single out any institution who hasn't come on board yet. My expectation is that there will be more coming on board in the coming weeks, and my hope would be we would have around 99% coverage in the coming weeks.
So when will you move to the next phase of naming and shaming, which I know you told my colleague Hamish on RN Breakfast you were prepared to do at a later stage? When is that moment?
Well, I think that moment is probably by the time we get to the end of July or August, remembering that state and territory governments still have to legislate as well. New South Wales and Victoria have legislated, but other state and territories are still to do so. So there will come a time where we will be prepared to do that, but that time hasn't come, and I will continue to work cooperatively and collaboratively with those institutions who haven't come on board so that they can do the right thing and of their own volition join the scheme, and because my view is that is the right approach, in particular for survivors, that's what they do. But if there comes a point where we have to highlight those who aren't or aren't willing to join the scheme, then we will do so, because it's incredibly important that we get the coverage for as many survivors as we possibly can.
The Commission recommended the failure to report abuse be criminalised, including abuse that's revealed to a priest in the confessional. It's primarily an issue for state law, but in your personal view, should priests be forced to break the confessional?
Well, this is obviously an issue for state and territory governments. There are mandatory disclosure rules in place in state and territory governments. Predominantly, there has been exemptions given, and some of those exemptions are for the confessional. Obviously, this also bumps into the right of religious freedom. So this, to me, is an issue which state and territory governments collectively need to work together to see, first of all, whether we can get harmonised laws across the country in this area, and then in consultation with the churches, the relevant churches, need to look at the issue of mandatory disclosure.
Dan Tehan, thank you so much for joining us on RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
Dan Tehan is the Minister for Social Services, and of course the government today responded to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. It's accepted 104 of the 122 recommendations. And Malcolm Turnbull will also deliver a national apology to the victims of child sexual abuse in October. And there has been this suggestion from Bill Shorten today that Julia Gillard, who as Prime Minister started the Royal Commission, should be involved in that official apology. Dan Tehan suggesting there that Bill Shorten formalise that question. 0418 226 576 is the text line. Is this an adequate response? And will this national apology be that moment, a bipartisan moment, where the nation apologises to the many victims and survivors of child sexual abuse? 0418 226 576.